Why is Ayn Rand not taken seriously in many modern intellectual circles? In your opinion, which of the following is it? And then he gives three possibilities. One, they do not understand her philosophy. And I say, yes, in part that's true, because they have automatized certain falsehoods, which are so much a part of their thinking that anything else seems outlandish. For instance, altruism, they can't imagine that any form of egoism could be the essence of ethics. That values are subjective today. They simply couldn't imagine the alternative. Or if you know the analytic synthetic dichotomy that there are, sentences that you validate just by manipulating words and sentences by observing facts. As soon as you start to argue, as I have with those people, the first sentence out of my mouth, they'll say, is that analytic or synthetic? So they can't understand what you say. So that's partly true. And then number two, they choose not to understand her. And I say, in part, definitely true. She is not part of the pack. She's not recognized as part of the elite. A lot of them laugh at her, and therefore they don't want to get involved in that. What if they were tempted? What if they were laughed at? What if they're looked at as kooks or weirdos? And then three, they do understand her all too well. And I say yes again to that because they grasp enough to know this is a threat to their status. If she is going to be recognized as a philosophy, then their linguistic, byplay is not. So I think all three are true, and I wouldn't choose one as stronger than the other. Yes, sir.
How would you account, though, for the growing respect that she is getting among some philosophers and that some scholars like Dr. Tara Smith are the increased interest in their ideas and respect for their work is getting?
I think you're right, and it's good to point that out. This is not all philosophers or even all intellectuals. I think the growing respect, to the extent that it exists, comes partly from heroic individuals like Tara Smith and Robert Mayhew and others who have academic positions and who have distinguished themselves to such an extent that people in the department can't avoid noticing. And here are objectivists. The students are appearing at different universities, graduate level, etc. And some of them who are more honest, it shakes them up. They don't necessarily agree. In fact, the ones who respect Ayn Rand, to some extent, so far as I know, totally disagree. But they've got to the point where all these intelligent people, or so many intelligent people, are there. There must be something to it. And I've had my book, Opar, used as text by people who are totally hostile to it, but who felt there's enough interest in this that I just got to include it. So they don't agree. But then remember this, the younger ones displace the older ones. And the younger they are, and the more they've been brought up from college, for instance, by Ayn Rand Institute programs, the more receptive they are to new ideas. So I think the old generation is dead, for occasional exception. But there's always the younger ones coming up. And so there's hope that way, but I was answering for the majority of the establishment.